Live by the sword, die by the sword. That's how Detective Superintendent Brendan Smith summed up the shooting execution of bikie Shane Bowden. He was gunned down in his driveway late Sunday night, early hours of yesterday morning, around about midnight at the Gold Coast, Pimpamar. It was like a new housing development there. They looked like townhouses. A manhunt is underway for the shooters. There were two of them. There was a lot of CCTV in the street that I was interested in. I have Detective Superintendent Brendan Smith on the line. Is there anything on that CCTV, Detective Superintendent?
Good morning, Neil. At this stage, we're still going through it all. There's a significant number of hours, and we're backtracking over a number of days. We're obviously also calling on the community who may have been in the area, dash cam and the like, for vehicles leaving and leaving the area. I can say that it clearly depicts two men going to the residence and who are, for better terminology, the actual shooters.
Yep.
And obviously we are looking at additional suspects at this time.
So you're looking for, obviously, the two shooters and other suspects. They had, obviously, were they stolen cars and they took them off to bushland and burnt them out?
That connection to the stolen cars is still being investigated. At this point in time, it would appear that they're linked, so we're following that line at the moment, and obviously hopefully that will lead to a resolution sooner rather than later.
Yesterday, I was interested to hear what you said, Detective Superintendent Brendan Smith, about living by the sword and dying by the sword. And he was in the bikie culture, Finks, Mongols. He'd been in jail, the ballroom blitz brawl. He got out of jail after that and he was back in jail for other offences. Then he got shot in Melbourne. So he's had it coming.
I think most normal thinking people understand that outlaw motorcycle gangs are crime gangs. They're not motorcycle enthusiasts. I mean, a lot of these gangs don't even ride motorbikes now. It's a risky lifestyle, and that's why we encourage people not to join and to disassociate. I mean, you go into these crime gangs, and the risk factor to your own livelihood is it gets higher and higher every day.
And you can't get out, right? Once you're in, you try and leave. And they don't take kindly to bikies leaving.
And that's right. But as an organisation, we have a number of strategies and programs to assist members of these gangs to disassociate. And we encourage anyone who wants to get out to come forward, and we'll give them all the assistance we can.
So there's obviously fears among the community now about reprisals. And, people have seen public bikie brawls in the past. And that's what concerns people. Like, if a bikie gets shot on his driveway at his house, I don't think a lot of people are crying about it. But if a brawl becomes public, as it has in the past, that does affect the public.
Oh, I mean, public safety is why we're here. But I'm very confident that the general public have nothing to fear. This is clearly something that's linked to the deceased background and history in the outlaw motorcycle world. It's quite obvious to us that it's not gang on gang, so we don't expect any risk to the community at large. I mean, just the way it was carried out shows that it was clearly targeted against him in a manner that, for all intents and purposes,
that it was personal. It was personal. Someone wanted him gone.
That's right.
And obviously, when something like this happens, and we've got border controls going on, people will say, oh, that's because the police aren't doing their normal job. They're all stuck down on the borders. What do you say to that, Detective Superintendent Brendan Smith?
I don't agree with that. We're a pretty large organisation. We have strategies. We've got many police still targeting outlaw motorcycle gangs, organised crime, general crime. Border protection is just one of those things that we do now. We are a modern, agile organisation, and we can do many things at the same time.
It's a tough job, investigating bikies.
It's worthwhile.
Worthwhile. It is worthwhile, absolutely. But I think it takes a special person to do it, Detective Superintendent Brendan Smith, because you're dealing with some bad people.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vocation. You do it because you have an interest in community safety. You want to make a difference. I know these are very blasé comments, but it's the truth. Nobody joins the organisation to be a bad person or do the wrong thing.
And yep.
you know, we're here to keep the people safe, and we have a lot of tools at our disposal and a lot of resources to enable that to happen.
And should the two shooters be worried that there'll be police picking them up soon?
Certainly. They should be looking over their shoulder because we'll be there soon.
Rightio, Detective Superintendent Brendan Smith. It's a deadly serious story, but the police say they've got the situation under control. The public has nothing to fear. We wish you all the best with the investigation, and thank you for joining us on 4BC Breakfast.
Thank you, Neil.
Yeah, 131873. Look, you can only go on his confidence that he's got the situation well under control, and we've got to back them at this stage. They think it was a personal attack against Bowden himself rather than this gang, and that escalates into multiple people and multiple dramas going on everywhere. Gang on gang's no good, but bikies on one person, police don't seem to get too worried. There's not a lot of people walking around southeast Queensland crying about the fate of Shane Bowden.